I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on a statewide effort to prevent hospital-acquired infections and reduce the number of preterm births. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. California hospitals and hospital associations are teaming up to tackle three preventable medical problems: central line and sepsis infections and births prior to 39 weeks. Sepsis alone is responsible for up to 20% of hospital deaths. Such infections often enter through ventilators into the lungs or through catheters into the urinary tract. National Health Foundation President and CEO Gene Grigsby says this is the largest coordinated statewide effort on patient safety in the nation. He says hospitals need to learn from each other what works.
Hospitals, to a very large extent, function in silos. And while Hospital A may be doing an excellent job, Hospital B may be doing a job that's not quite as good as A, and Hospital C not quite as good as B. So what needs to be done, in essence, is every hospital implement best practices systematically all of the time.
Last week, Anthem Blue Cross stepped in with a $6 million grant to fund the statewide collaborative effort called Patient Safety First. In a written statement, Anthem President Leslie Margolin told California Healthline that Anthem decided to, quote, leverage the already substantial investments made by individual hospitals and hospital systems and to prove the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. The National Health Foundation will be distributing the funds to collaboratives in three regions: Northern and Central California, Southern California, and San Diego.
$2 million a year for the next 3 years will be distributed, and each of the three regional associations has a budget for a series of activities that they will undertake to address the three target areas. They will have webinars, group meetings, data will be collected from the hospitals. The data will be then reported back to the hospitals as to how they are progressing in each one of the areas that they are working on.
Public Health Medical Officer in California's Division of Communicable Disease Control, John Rosenberg, says the latest battle against hospital-acquired infections is not a response to a rise in cases. He says there are actually no current figures showing whether they're up or down. He says there's been a sea change in thinking about patient safety.
The paradigm shift that's happened has been the recognition that a high percentage of all of the infections are preventable. If you take central lines, for example, the idea was simply, let's keep the bacteria out of the catheter. By hand washing, by skin preparation, covers over the patients, a series of different steps, it turns out you can prevent 60, 70, 80% of all those infections.
The state's goal is to reach a 50% reduction in hospital-acquired infections over the next 5 years. While it's the first statewide effort, it's not the first in California. Mary Lopez, Senior Vice President for Quality and Education with the Hospital Council of Northern and Central California, says her organization has been working with other foundations for the past decade to study the problem. She says part of fixing hospital errors is understanding the human factor behind them.
This isn't just about a human making a decision. It's about structure. It's about processes, about systems. And how do you create change in both the human psyche in terms of decisions that are made? How do you engage teams and multiple multidisciplines in a hospital to do things differently to help prevent error?
Another goal of the hospital collaborative is to limit the number of elective preterm births. Hospital Council spokesman Scott Siemens.
Upwards to 25% of our mothers who deliver earlier than 38 weeks were finding a greater risk of respiratory and other problems that cause these young infants to get admitted to the NICU. And this is just not good for the child, for the family, let alone the cost.
That effort was spearheaded by the March of Dimes, which has launched a national campaign about the dangers of birth before the 39th week, when a child's brain and lungs are still developing. Hospitals in Southern California are expected to begin rolling out the three-year project within the next 2 months, with the rest of the state coming on board in late summer. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.